Then here in the table, I have shared grading system or the scoring system by help of which we can determine the severity of the acute graft versus host disease clinically. And then we can divide the or we can classify the acute graft versus host disease in the various grades of severity. So this classification of severity is done by Glucksberg staging system or Glucksberg scoring, in which each manifestation or each organ involvement manifestation is divided into four stages, each with an increasing severity. So in the skin, we have four stages. In the stage one, there will be maculopapular rash over less than 25% of the body surface area. In stage two, maculopapular eruption involving 25 to 50% of the body surface area. Stage three will be having generalized erythroderma. And in stage four, there will be generalized erythroderma with bullous formation and often desquamation of the skin. Then in the liver involvement, it is also divided into four stages. In the stage one, the bilirubin will be raised, but how much? It will be raised 2 to 3 milligrams per deciliter, and the liver enzyme, that is SGOT, that stands for the serum glutamic oxaloacetic transaminase, as 150 to 750 international units. Then in stage 2, the bilirubin will be raised from 3 to 6 milligrams per deciliter. Stage 3, 6 to 15 milligrams per deciliter. And in stage 4, the bilirubin is more than 15 milligrams per deciliter. So in the stage 2, 3 and 4, irrespective of the level of the liver enzyme, we are just going to classify it on just looking at the level of the bilirubin rise. Then in the gut, it is divided into four stages. In depending upon this frequency of diarrhea or the volume of the fluid lost. So in stage one, the diarrhea will be such that there will be loss of 30 ml per kg fluid loss, or we can say more than 500 ml per day. In stage two, diarrhea will be having more than 60 ml per kg or more than 1000 ml per day. In stage three, more than 90 ml per kg or more than 1500 ml per day. In stage 4, diarrhea will be more than 90 ml per kg body weight or more than 2000 ml per day. Or in the stage 4, we can also have severe abdominal pain with or without ileus. So this was the staging. Then calculation of the staging or the scoring, that is Glucksberg score, we are going to apply it together, we are going to combine it together and grade the severity as grade 1, 2 and 3, 1, 2, 3 and 4. In grade 1, there will be skin involvement stage 1 or 2 without any liver or gut involvement. Then in grade 2, there will be skin involvement stage 1 to 3, or besides this, there will be grade 1 liver or gut involvement as well. In grade 3, the skin involvement will be from the stage 2 or 3, along with the skin and gut involvement stage 2 or 3. In the grade 4, the skin involvement can be from 1 to 4th stage, along with the gut or liver involvement 2 to 4th stage. So by just clinically assessing the patient, assessing correctly that what is the stage of each organ involved, we can classify the severity in the four grades as I discussed here.